Now, friends, on divine healing, there is no man that can heal you, no more than any man can save you, because both healing and salvation are past tense. When Jesus Christ died at Calvary, He was wounded for our transgressions. With His stripes, we were healed. It is a finished work. Now, the only thing that you have to do to receive either your salvation or your healing is to accept what Christ did for you. As I said the other night, let's look at God just a moment. Way back there in eternity, when 100 billion suns would look black to Him, when angels look dirty in His sight, that's Jehovah. And then He become a little baby over a manure pile in a manger. That's still Jehovah. And here He is tonight. Through His grace and through His blood, He cleanses His church and puts us in position to receive all these blessings that He paid for us. Now here stands a line of people. I've never seen any of them in life as I know them. Now many of you have been in my meetings and know what discernment is. All of you know that, don't you? We know that. I've had it over and over and over and over. That is a gift. That doesn't make the Holy Spirit in me any greater than anybody else. That's just a gift to work with the Holy Spirit, see? No matter if it's a little housewife or the little boy or the drunkard out there that's just got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, he's got the same Holy Spirit that any of us has got. Yes? But God gives gifts with this Holy Spirit to work. It's a confirmation to lift up an ensign. Who? The preacher? No. To lift up Christ. Now, I don't know whatever happened. When I was a little boy, you know my story. I just prayed for people. There's not a thing I do but just pray, lay hands on them, they get well. See? So what could I do? Not only me praying, but look at the others are praying. Everybody's praying, see? And just, I believe it. That's all I know what to do. I believe it. Now I'm uneducated, have not any education, and I think the Lord just gave me a little gift to work by. And now, when Jesus said when He was here on earth, the things that He did, we would do also. And if that is so, and He was God's ensign by doing that, by being able to tell Philip where He was at, tell a woman about her blood issue and what more, and where the coin was in the fish's mouth, or something like that, something that the woman, is, she was living in adultery, or anything like that, that sure was a confirmation He was the Messiah. Now look at that staunch Jew, Philip. When Philip or Nathanael came, Nathanael was a scholar, a real orthodox, and when he seen Jesus, he couldn't hardly believe Him, and he said, "Behold an Israelite in whom is no guile." He said, "When did you know me, Master?" He said, "Before Philip called you." He said, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, the King of Israel." The woman at the well said, "I have no husband." He said, "Yes, you have five." She said, "We know when Messiah cometh, He'll tell us those things, but who are you?" He said, "I'm He." We know that that's going to be the ensign. And if Jesus Christ is the same ensign yesterday, today, and forever, He'll do the same thing if He can get a hold of the human heart. Is that right? Now, this lady standing here, I don't know her. Never seen her. We're strangers one another, aren't we? That's right. If God will tell me what your trouble is, will you believe me? You know where it's right or not, won't you? Would you accept your healing, man? It's in your back. It's finished. You're healed. That's how it's going. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You'll believe. You believe with all your heart? Just have faith. Don't doubt. Believe. Now, you see how simple it is? Now, if we just pray, now, see, He knows what every one of us is wrong with you. You believe that, don't you? You know that's right. Now, if I just take this lady here and say, I won't say a thing about it, but just pray and lay hands on you, you believe you get healed? You believe you'd be healed? All right, bow your head just a moment. Heavenly Father, I pray that You'll heal our sister. May she go now. We see the ensign lifted up. We know that He'll draw all. I lay hands up on my sister in the name of Jesus Christ for her healing. Amen. I say, If I wouldn't say one thing, just pray for you, you still would believe it, wouldn't you? You'd believe it anyhow. But if I tell you, would it help you? Your heart trouble?
That's right.
Would it help you if I told you what was wrong with you? No, yet you don't know where it helped you or not. Well, perhaps I just pray for you. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll help the woman. Give her faith and strength. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Believe now with all your heart. What do you think, sister? I'm a stranger to you. Jesus, tell me what you want me. I'm not. You know me.
No, I seen you when you first come.
You saw me when I first come. That's good. I mean, I don't know
first
you.
First time, no.
The first time?
Yes. Yeah,
it's been about 15 years ago.
Yes, just about it.
15 years ago. Must have been a long time.
Yes, it has.
A lot of things have happened since then.
Yes, it has.
Well, you would have to be operated on.
Yes.
But if you believe Christ, that tumor leaving, you won't have to be operated.
Amen.
You believe it?
Yes, sir.
I believe it. How do you do? I have seen you. You believe if I ask God, He'll heal you? Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll heal her and make her well, Father. I lay hands upon her in Jesus' name. Amen. Believe with all your heart. You all right, come right ahead, sister. Now, you see, I cannot heal people. And God cannot heal people unless they believe that Christ has already did it. And now, you say, I preach tonight on something you can put your hands on. He say, here it is. Now, see, if Jesus is standing here himself wearing this suit that he put up on Brother William's heart to give me, but if he was standing here wearing this suit, do you know I believe he gave it to the Lord when he did that? How many ever read the life of St. Martin? He was a pagan, and he was a soldier. His father wanted him to be a soldier, and he didn't want to be. He something called him about God, and one night, passing down a real cold winter night, there was an old poor old bum laying in the street freezing to death, and people passed by who could have helped him. They didn't do it. Martin would give everything he had away. So he said, there's only one thing to do. I got one coat, so he just took his sword, cut the coat half in two, wrapped the bum up in it like that, and he went on with the other half. The people laughed at him and said, how ignorant. Isn't he a handsome-looking soldier now with a half a coat on? He never paid attention. Went on because he knows what he's to do. That night in the barracks, he woke up. And when he did, he seen Jesus standing there wrapped in that piece of coat that he'd wrapped the bum in. And he looked around to the angels. He said, you know who wrapped me in this? He said, no, said Martin did. There you are, you become a saint, speaking in tongues and casting out devils, seeing visions of mighty prophet of God. Yes, sir. Why? When he wrapped that old beggar up in the street, he wrapped up Jesus Christ. In so much as you have done unto the least of these, my little ones, you have done it unto me. And to be sure that you wrap in the righteousness of Christ, I'm trying to tell you tonight, if I had power to heal you, I'd heal every one of you. See? But I'm trying to show you by a gift of what I've preached that God is vindicating it to be so. See? That I cannot heal people, but to let you know that He's here. You believe that, lady? Then your arthritis will leave you. You believe it will? Then go on your road and shout and say, praise the Lord. I believe with all my heart. That's a funny thing. I said arthritis to her and you had the same thing. It's great going on. Say, I believe with all my heart. It shall be done. Now, do you believe God will heal your stomach and you go home and eat like you ought to? Then go right ahead home and eat like you ought to. Believe now. Do you believe with all your heart? If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Now, do you believe the Holy Spirit here? If I just lay hands on you, you'll be healed? In the name of Jesus, may she be healed. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. I just believe now as you pass by, come out of here. In the name of Jesus Christ, everybody pray now. See, too many of the visions break me down. Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you'll heal our people. Then you raise your hand there that you believe.
Yes.
Believe. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you will come to me. Father God, nothing in my arms I bring, simply to thy cross I bring. I ask for her healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, may our sister be healed. Come, my precious brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, may my brother be healed. May the God heal and make him well. In the name of Jesus Christ, may this child be healed. I just want you to come forward. In the name of Jesus Christ, may our sister be healed. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may our sister be healed. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may our sister be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, may our brother be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, may my sister be healed. I keep in prayer, everybody real quiet in prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, may our sister be healed. Oh God, give back to this little girl what Satan took away. Come out of her, Satan.
God, pray, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are blessed to be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are blessed to be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we are sisters. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are. Now, in the audience, everyone, I know you never got enough prayer cards out there. I want you to bow your head just a moment. I want to ask you a question. 2,000 years ago, there was a man. 2,500 years ago, there was a God came down represented in a man and set up the oak tree of Abraham, turned his back to the wall or to the tent, told Sarah what was the trouble on the inside. Jesus said, as it was in that day, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Jesus was God's ensign. The works that I do shall you also. We see it. It's true. Without a doubt. Now, the reason I didn't go a little farther, I got so many meetings. I'll be back to Phoenix someday with a great meeting, the Lord willing. Now, to you here tonight that's sick and needy and didn't get a prayer card, to come to the altar up here to be prayed for. I'm going to pray for you now. I want you to be real reverent. I want each one of you believers to lay your hands over on one another as a sign. Now the Bible said, now this same God that made this promise said this, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Any believer that's got the Holy Spirit, you have the power of God within you or the authority to pray the prayer of faith. Now I want you to pray while I pray for these people. Our Heavenly Father, we are happy tonight. Preach the word and then see God come down and confirm the word. Then that's the inside. You promised. One day a long time ago, there was a little boy named David. He was taking care of his father's sheep. He was given a charge to watch these sheep, to keep the enemy from them. He had very little to protect himself with, just a little slingshot. But one day a lion came into the camp, and it took out one of the lambs. David, being a true shepherd, he wanted to hold that father's sheep. He knew that lion was stealing that sheep. And he would devour the sheep. And the sheep belonged to his father. He went after the lion with bold courage. He slung a little rock and it knocked the lion down. And he slew the lion. And he brought back the sheep to the fold. Now God we are your shepherds. We are not men of knife operations or of medicine cures. We have a very humble little thing, a slingshot. But that's what you put in her hand, a slingshot of prayer. The enemy has come in and grabbed a hold of God's sheep. It's grabbed fathers and mothers and children, dragging out through the bushes, retarded minds and blind and cancer-eaten and devils. Satan, this little slingshot of prayer seems very simple, but I know what it'll do. I'm coming after that sheep tonight to bring it back. Come out. Let him alone. Come out of that person, thou evil spirit of sickness, and leave it. I adjure thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave and don't come back to them anymore. May God of heaven rebuke thee, Satan. Jesus of Nazareth said, if you say to this mountain, be moved, don't doubt in your heart, but believe what you said, you shall have what you said. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak deliverance to everyone here. Father, Satan, you might say we have not the authority to do this. We're holding up to you the ensign tonight. Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, is here proving that this is God's ensign, and you're boss about it. Come on.
Now, Heavenly Father, you know my heart. And I don't come to this to make a platform show of you, Lord. You don't have to do this. If you don't want to do it, Father, it's not in your divine will, then just shut it off. We feel that the Holy Spirit's been here and blessed us. But being that I spoke on that subject, I am God and choose not. Then when you walk here in a human form on earth, Emmanuel, a little woman touched the garment one day, and she was with such a faith that he felt it. And your word said, Father, that tonight that Jesus, your Son, is our high priest. And he can still be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. There are those in here that are sick. I pray, Father, that you'll let them, at least one or two or something in here, Lord, that the people might have something to hold on to like Jacob, and know that it's the Holy Spirit, and never turn it loose until they're blessed. May, if you'll just do that, Lord, every sick person in here will take a hold of that same promise and stay right with it until they are assured in their heart that the blessing of God rests upon them. Now, I commit this audience to you, the message and myself, for your works. It's beyond what I can do or anyone else can do from here forth, Lord. It has to be you. So prove yourself present, the same yesterday, today, and forever, the unchangeable God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask this. Amen. The gift that goes with the Holy Spirit to make the Word live. Now this, you don't have to, if he would do it, you don't have to worry. It's the Word made manifest. It's the Word made manifest. Now, I just want each one of you people to think this in your heart. Just think this. You don't have to pray it out loud. Just pray it to yourself. Lord, I'm sure that Brother Branham knows nothing about me. He don't know my disease. He don't know nothing about me. And I'm not trying to touch that ministry. But he has told us so plainly that you were a high priest, and I've read it. And I'm asking you, just let him speak to me as Jesus spoke to the woman that touched his garment. And just, if you're not sick, say, Lord Jesus, I've always been a little skeptic of this, of anything that's supernatural, but I'd really like to have something I could put my hand on. So let him speak to so-and-so in here. I'm praying for him or her, that Let him speak like that. I'll believe. It'll take all away from you. That'll be something that you can put your hands on. Like Jacob said, this is it. He took hold of God one time and said, here I am. I can hold it. Would it make you all believe if you would raise up your hand? Say, just raise faith in me all around. I could see it done. God bless you. I don't say that he will. I trust that he will. One time coming down off of a mountain, he said, all things are possible if you can only believe, to the epileptic boy's father. If we can just believe, someone who's sick and needy, believe with all your heart. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Well, you say you're waiting on Brother Branham. Everyone in here, no doubt, I've been seen so many times as sent preaching a message like this, but it's a light. He got a picture of it, and most of all, he's seen the light. Haven't you got your own pictures and things? Where in Washington, D.C., they got it again here the other day. And that bears record of itself. Is a pillar of fire that led the children of Israel through the wilderness. That pillar of fire was made flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus said, I come from God and I go to God. After his resurrection, he ascended on high. And when he did, he met Paul on the road to Damascus, and he was back alight again. Paul could see it. The rest of them couldn't see it. It even made him blind. He was blind. And he said, he seen this light there shining like the sun. He said, Lord, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus. And it's hard for me to kick against the priest.
Yes.
Now, that same light, the picture of it, if that is the light, if that is the same pillar of fire, the same Jesus that was on the road to Damascus, Paul, it'll do the same work.
Yes.
Got you. Here it is. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now let Satan try to say something.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This little lady sitting here with a blue dress on, with sinus trouble praying. You believe with all your heart and it'll leave you. Will you believe it? Because I say you can have it. I never seen the woman, never seen her in my life. Them things are true, aren't they, lady? If they are, raise your hand back for me. You're praying about that, Lord. Let him have faith. There's such a nice little lady sitting right back there with a little fur coat or something on. There's that light. Can't you see that hanging out over that woman there? That woman's in a serious condition. I don't know her. Never seen her in my life. If we're strangers, raise up your hand. But listen, isn't this true? A real strange feeling around you. Real sweet, humble feeling. That's that light I'm looking right at. You. Here, you have tumor. Not only tumor, but tumors are all over you. That's right, isn't it? You believe? God, he will make you well. That's faith. You believe? Here, a little lady raised her hand right back here, sitting behind this child in a wheelchair. I don't know that lady. I've never seen her. We're strangers, aren't we, lady? But you're praying for heart trouble. That God will heal. That's right, wave your hand like this. Jesus heals you. Go home and be well. You believe with all your heart now? If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Have faith. Don't doubt it. Just believe with all your heart. Here's such a woman right over here, sitting right down, a couple of women from Mrs. Sherrett. She's sitting there praying. She's got arthritis. Believe it, lady. You believe it? All right. Receive it. It shall be light in the evening time. The Bible said it would be. The unchangeable God. Tell me who they touch. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I solemnly, with both hands up, I've never seen those people before. Know nothing about them. But he who's present now, you couldn't hide your life if you had to. That's right. He's here. He's Christ. It's real. It's his promise.
Hallelujah.
The same God.
Hallelujah.
Can't you take a hold of it? Grab a hold of it and say, it's mine now.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father,
hallelujah.
I bring this audience to you. these sick people. There indeed, as we quoted last night, there was a little sheep herder one time by the name of David. He was given a charge to take care of his father's sheep. There's many of the shepherds sitting here tonight too, Lord. And he didn't have very much to protect himself and to protect the sheep, but just a slingshot. That was enough. One day a lion came in and got one of his sheep, took it out. David knew that the God of heaven was with him. And he grabbed the slingshot and went after the sheep. And he slew the lion, knocked him down with the slingshot, and brought the sheep back alive. Father, sickness, the devil, more than lion, has caught many of your sheep. I got a little slingshot here. It's called prayer and faith. There's not much to look at up the side of the weapons of medical science, but God, you direct this prayer to that place there.
Yes, Lord.
Satan, turn them loose. I'm coming after that sheep. Turn them loose. I'm bringing them back to Father's pasture again tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke every devil and sickness, casting them out of this people. May they go free from this hour on. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All who believe your healing, stand up to your feet. If they are now, accept my healing. I put my hands on this as Christ, and I believe it with all my heart. Your pastor.
That's right. Now, if you got your cards, come on, friends. Don't stay back because you're cheating somebody else out of it, you see. Don't be afraid to come. If you took your card, come on. If they give you a card. Now, the boy comes with these cards first. He stands up here and mixes them up together. 50 or 100 or whatever he does. Goes right down the line, giving anybody. One person might get one, the other 10, the other 50, and the other 90. Like that, we don't know where they're at. They're all scattered out. That leaves the boy, so he don't know what. Then the boy don't know where I'm going to call from that night. Because, see, I don't know myself. I might start. How many's been in the meetings before? No, I just jump all around through it. That's all right, see. So many times people are afraid to come up because their sins are called out here. Now, if you've done anything wrong and you don't want to be called out, you better stay out. That's all. Because he'll certainly do it. How many knows that to be true?
Amen.
It certainly is true. Now, if you're condemned and under sin, well, don't you come. But if you're not, if you're under the blood, come on. See? All right? Now, all right? Well, we'll start right here and see where we can go to. Now, how many in here are sick and come in and didn't get a prayer card too late or something? Raise up your hands. All around over the building. All right? Don't have a prayer card. Now, there was a little woman passed through a crowd. Maybe she didn't have a prayer card, but she touched the hem of his garment. That did it. All right. Touched the hem of his garment, and she was made whole. Now, you out there that believe with all your heart, you that actually believe this with all your heart, you just say, Lord Jesus, I do believe this with all my heart, and I'm going to accept you. And believe that I know that Brother Branham doesn't know me or know anything about me. And if you'll just let me touch your garment. Now the Bible says, now the ministers will witness this, the Bible says that Jesus Christ is a high priest right now.
Amen.
That can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
Amen.
Is that true?
Amen.
A high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. He is right now. Well then, if he is a high priest that can be touched for the feeling of our infirmities, how would that high priest act when he was touched? If he's the same Jesus that he was back there, he'd act the same way. He can't change his ways. He can't. If he said back there, well, I saved them because of they believed on me, but today I'm going to save them because they got a lot of money. He can't do that. He's got to ever remain with his first attitude.
Amen.
When God ever makes a decision, it's perfect.
Amen.
It can never be changed no more. God never changes his program. See? So if he's a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities, and you touched him with your faith, now he don't have any hands on earth but mine and yours. Is that right?
Right.
I am the vine, ye are the branches. Now the vine doesn't bear fruit, does it?
Right.
The branches bears fruit. So the vine just energizes the branch. But you see, the branch, the vine isn't made to. See, he's in glory. He's the Holy Spirit. Now, he doesn't bear the fruit, but he energizes you and I, that we would understand one another through voices, that he speaks through us and does his work to confirm the commission that we're sent to do. You understand it now, everybody? Now, you pray. And you say, Lord Jesus, I'm going to believe this with all my heart. I'm going to truly believe it with all that's in me. And I believe that you're going to make me whole. And I'm going to, with all my heart, try to touch the border of your garment, trusting that you'll make me well. And you just believe it, our loved ones. Now I'm going to ask you, with whatever, now you know, I'm Pentecostal. I believe in shouting and praising the Lord. But I'm going to ask you to do this. Now when we're coming, I want you to be just as reverent as you can. Now just hide yourself away now. Lay all your doubts away and just say, now, Lord, help thou me. God will do it if you'll just believe it. Now here stands a woman I have never seen her in my life. Ever who's on this chair, sometimes I don't know what I'm saying. If it strikes me, it's a vision. Now, can you hear me all right now? All right. I'll just be real ready. Now, here stands a woman. Now, here's a beautiful Bible picture. We're strangers to each other. I don't know you. Now, you might know me by knowing I'm Brother Brandon, but I don't know you by any way. Now, this is a picture like it was in St. John 4. Jesus met a woman that he had never seen, or she never knew him. She knew he was a Jew, but that's all she knew. And then Jesus talked to this woman a little while. What was he doing? He was contacting her spirit. He had need to go by Samaria. And as he went by Samaria, he met this woman. Why? The Father led him to Samaria. Go up to Samaria. He didn't know what to do. This woman come out and thought, maybe this is what Father wants. Because he said, after he had healed a man had the I guess he might have had a retarded disease in St. John 5, the next chapter I believe it is. He went by the pool of Bethesda and there laid a man that had been crippled up for several years. He had an infirmity. Now he could walk, but an angel come down and troubled the pool. You better know where I'm speaking. And then Jesus came by and said, by going to the pool. He said, I have no one to help me. Someone can do better than me. He can beat me to the pool, in other words. He said, take up your bed and go into your house. He took up his bed and went off. Now, Jesus never healed another one of them, and there were multitudes, thousands. Why didn't he do it? That's one for the congregation. Why are we ministers? A God full of compassion. Is that right? Multitudes of lame, blind, halt, withered, all kinds of people. The Bible says, brother?
Yes.
And he went right to one man that had an infirmity. He wasn't blind. He could walk. He might have had a prostate trouble. He might have had a retarded TB. It wasn't going to kill him. He had it 28 years. And it wasn't going to kill him. And he went to that man. Wow. Then he healed that and walked away. What if he'd come to Tempe tonight and did that? They'd criticize him right there. Is that right, brother? They criticize him. But remember, Jesus knew the man and knew he had been in that condition all this time. Is that what he said? Now, when the Jews found this man, he told them who did it. They found Jesus, and they questioned him. You think they questioned him tonight? Sure. What did he say? Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself, but what he sees the Father doing, that doeth the Son likewise. Is that right? And according to his own word, he'd done nothing, so God showed him in a vision what to do. Remember Elijah in a sermon tonight? I did all this at your command. Any prophet of the Lord only goes as the Lord leads him. Now this pattern. Now Christ is the Holy Ghost that's in here. Now I believe that I felt led to come to Arizona. Jesus felt led, had need to go by Samaria. I felt led to have a healing service at 10:30 tonight. Never did have one of this. I don't know why. Well, you happen to be the first person up here. There you are, St. John 4 exactly again. I don't know you, you don't know me. I don't know one thing. You might be a sinner, you might be a hypocrite, you might be in adultery, you might be a godly saint, you might be sick, you might be standing for somebody else, you might have financial troubles. I don't know what you have. I know nothing about you. Now, that's right. I don't. Now, if I'm a stranger, so some unbeliever might be sitting by, raise your hand if we are. If that's true. See? Now, if the Holy Spirit, in contacting her spirit, now we are both standing here, man and woman, just like they were, and Jesus talked to her until he found what was wrong with her. Is that right? Now, all it knows that's true, say amen.
Amen.
He found what her trouble was, and he told her what her trouble was. And she said, "Sir, you must be a prophet." See, they hadn't had no prophets for about 400 years. He said, "You must be a prophet." Now, we know that when the Messiah cometh, this will be the sign of the Messiah. He'll tell us all things. Is that right?
Amen.
Well, Jesus said, "I'm he that speaks." Now, if that was sign of Messiah then, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, only in the form of the Holy Spirit used in my flesh, my spirit, as I surrender it to him, and would tell me where your trouble is, you know whether it was right or not, because you're a witness of that. Now, if I was having a healing service, I come up and said, "Glory to God. Sick sister? Yes. I have TB. Glory to God. Lay your hands on me. Hallelujah. Receive your healing." Now, many fine brothers like Brother Oral Robertson, they're a real man of God. That's their gift. They say, "Glory to God. I believe it. You? Yes. I believe you get well." Sure. I believe that. Yes, sir. I believe you. Go to your pastor if you're a Christian or whatever like that. I believe you. It would do it. But now, what if he comes and tells you something that you had done? Now, you know whether that's true or not. And if he can tell you what has been done, surely you can believe he'll tell you what will be done. Is that right? Now, how many believe that that would be a witness, if he does it, that he is Jesus Christ, the Messiah, same yesterday, today, and forever?
Amen.
Now, remember, not me. No, I'm like this microphone, a perfect mute. How would I know? I've done confessed to you and to her and both to one another. We never seen one another. So it will take a power from somewhere. Now, you can believe like some of them did and say, "Thou art the Son of God, the King of Israel." Or you could say, "He's a devil, fortune teller, some kind of a bad spirit." Then that's between you and God. See, that's up to you to judge that. See. Just depends your attitude towards it. But to me, it's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's to me because it's promise. And now he made a promise and commissioned me and gave me them signs. And many years ago, I was in here with you people. And he gave me a sign, if you put your hand on mine. How many remember that? Then I could tell you, if I hold still in a few minutes, I wouldn't have no control, but say you have a tumor or whatever it was. It's perfect. Is that right? And I told you that he told me if I would be reverent and believe and would stay free, and that is not go bumming for money, and I've never took offering in my life, and everything and live true to him, that it would come to pass that when I tell the people the very secret of their heart. Another thing, they can't deny that. You remember me prophesying that? That's come to pass. Now, I just be reverent. You say, "What are you waiting on, Brother Bram?" For him. I don't know that woman. If he don't anoint me, I can't do it. That's his all. How many ever seen a picture of that angel of the Lord, that fire pillar? Big Puckett's got all over the world. That's Washington, D.C., in the Religious Hall of Art. Only supernatural beings ever scientifically proved. I'm just going to talk to you a minute. The contact, yes. Praise the Lord. Here it is. I can't tell you how I know it, but I know he's right here now. See? That's right. It's right here now. Thanks be to the Lord. See? Here it is. Now. You've got a sin disease that you want me to pray for. That's right. Raise up your hand. Now, do you believe that with all your heart? Now, you might say that I get that, see? Now, watch and see if we get it. She's real red. She's a nice person. Now, right now, I cannot tell you what I told you first. Now, listen. Yes, a skin disease you have. Had it for some time. Didn't been prayed for. And then you got something wrong with your side. Right? It was caused by an automobile accident. That's thus saith the Lord. Now you believe, don't you? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask for her. You believe that he's the same yesterday? The evening lights of the Holy Spirit? How do you do? You and I are strangers to each other. First time of our meeting. If I could heal you, I would. I only represent the healer as an ambassador commissioned praying for his conference. But if God will tell me what you're here for, you believe me to be his prophet or his servant? You believe him? One thing is shadowy around you. Shows that you're suffering with a nervous condition. Mental, upset, nervous condition. Gets worse in the evening as the sun starts to set. Right? Then another thing, you have a growth that you're worried about. You believe God can tell me where that growth is? It's on the right breast. Is that right? Do you believe now? Now there's something on me saying that, knowing that. Is that right? You believe it to be God? Then Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover.
My God. Yes.
Have faith. Don't doubt. Just believe with all that you can. Little fellow there at the stripe of town, just quit worrying. That arthritis is going to leave you if you just believe it. You're sitting there waiting for that, wasn't you? But if you ain't got a prayer card, you don't need one. Just believe. See, his faith touched something. You know that man didn't touch me. He's 20 feet away from me. Is that right? But what did he touch? The high priest. I looked here at this woman. There was a man. I looked at this man. I said, it can't, that's a woman. It looked as a man. I watched that light, which is hanging here, went over and held over by him. I seen him trying to get out of the bed. Like that. That's it. There he is. Let him be evidence. Is that, you're setting free for that. Is that right? Believe with all your heart now and you'll get well. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Just have faith. I'll be real reverent. Excuse me, I was watching the light move around through the building. I just watched and see. I want to talk to you just a moment. Look like a good person to me? We're strangers to one another. The Lord knows your troubles. He knows me, knows you. You're a man and woman standing here meeting our first time. With the Spirit, you are Christian. And I feel the vibration of blood through your spirit, you know, just moving. And I know you're not a hitchhiker, you're a Christian, you see. So then, hitchhiker is just jump from place to place, you know. You're born again, you're a real Christian. I feel you're welcome, you see. And the Holy Spirit here welcomes that spirit because it's kindred spirit, see. We're brothers and sisters. You're not here for yourself. You're standing for somebody else. A friend of yours is suffering with demon oppression. You believe that? Put that handkerchief on him and don't doubt. It'll leave you. God bless you. Have faith in God. Just believe with all your heart. How do you do, lady? We're strangers to one another. Now somebody, somewhere. God will. somewhere in the audience, somebody, something happened. How do you know it, Brother Branham? I just know it. See, it's just like just pulling the life right out of you. Something happened. Somebody got healed somewhere. I don't know where it was. But, maybe he'll show me. We are strangers to one another, lady. I do not know you. But God does know you. You're here for some purpose. Maybe for somebody else, maybe financial, domestic, whatever it is, God can tell me. If you believe it, you'll know if it's the truth. He's been a young person come here. A vision breaking for a young person. Now you believe with all your heart, God will grant it. If I can tell you, you know if I don't know you, it'll have to come from some supernatural power. Remember my sermon tonight? What I talked about? Now look, perhaps if I would like that angel to turn his back. Now, what if I turn my back like this to where you're at? Now, you just say to the Lord Jesus, oh God, just in your heart, reveal to Brother Branham what I'm here for or something about me. And I can see it. Yes, I can see the woman right now. She's suffering with an intestinal trouble. That's right. It's gross in the intestines. That's true. Mrs. Catham, you can go home now and be made well if you'll believe with all your heart. You believe? Have faith. Do you realize that the very God that wrote the Bible is moving in this little humble church tonight? Now, we are strangers to one another, too, sister. I don't know you, never seen you in my life. We're perfect strangers. It's getting me weak, folks. That lady sitting back there was constipation, sitting second one into the back on the side of that row there. It was you a while ago that was up here. If you believe with all your heart, it'll leave you. What about that baby? Was that an allergy? You believe God will heal it? Glory! The devil lost that. He did. God bless you, sister, brother. Have faith in God. That's all you need. It'll leave the baby. Don't forget. What did they touch? What did that lady touch for her baby? I don't know that. People have never seen them in my life. If we are strangers to one another, we'll raise up your hands there, folks. There, or is that a lady? Raise up your hand. She's sitting there praying for that baby, and the Holy Spirit kept moving in there somewhere, and I seen that where it was, and I seen the little baby with that condition. There she is. The baby will get well, sister. Don't worry. Why? It's real light around there now. I know that God answered. See? It'll leave the baby. I know it's going to be all right. It's just coming everywhere from the audience now. So you can't pick it out. It's just everywhere. Just witness it. Huh? Don't you believe more now than you believed a while ago? It can happen to every one of you if you just believe it. You just believe it. Excuse me, mister. I'm not beside myself, but I get real weak and Jesus, one woman touched his garment and he said, I perceive that virtue has gone out, that strength. And if he, the Son of God, what about me, a sinner, saved by grace? Here is the man. Let it happen to this man. Then will all of you believe? Anybody know this man? Does anybody know the man around here? Oh, yes. All right. Now, you know, let's see whether it's fine or not. The man is total stranger. I never seen him in my life. We're total strangers to each other. But the Holy Spirit can reveal to me what you're here for or what you want or something about you that you know that I know I don't know nothing, then that would convince you that it would have to be the Holy Spirit. Would it convince all of you? And know that the same Holy Ghost that sure is out there too in all of us? Your trouble is rectal trouble. The cyst and the rest. There's somebody else you're praying about that. It's your wife out there. She's having a persistent headache all the time. Right? You got a child there too. That's right. You believe God can tell me what's wrong with that child? The blood condition. You believe God can tell me who you are? Would you believe me? You're a minister. You're a reverent Mr. Man. Go home. You believe with all your heart? Just give God praise. Do you believe, lady, with all your heart sitting there? Do you believe? Go eat your supper. Your stomach trouble will leave and you'll be all right. Your back trouble's left also, sister, so you can just go across the room and believe with all your heart that God's going to make you well. You believe it? Just go shout and say, praise the Lord. All right, with all your heart. Nervousness is a bad thing, but God can heal it. Do you believe that? Just go rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. God makes you well. Oh, tummy bother you? Go eat. Jesus Christ makes you well. Have faith. Your back's bothering you, isn't it? Go believe. Jesus Christ makes you well. Have faith. Nervousness? Believe God will heal you? Go be healed in Jesus' name. See what I mean? Isn't Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever? Now, Jesus said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he also. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, did Jesus say this? These signs shall follow them that believe. How many believers are here? All right? How many wants to be healed? You'll raise your hand. Then lay your hands on one another. You're believers. That's right. He keeps his word. Do you believe it? If you don't believe it, you're going to see something happen that you've never seen before. If you'll believe it. Now bow your head, please. Don't pray for yourself. Pray for the person you got your hands on. Pray now, sincerely. Believe sincerely. Lay your hands on somebody and pray. Now I'm going to pray here. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus. We come because that your word has been confirmed. The commission is confirmed. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is in our presence in the form of the Holy Spirit. Oh God, these are your people. They're suffering. Satan has bound them. They know that you're here. The confirmation of your presence is here. That Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. Satan, you lost the battle. Come out of them, Satan. In the name of Jesus Christ, I assure thee to leave this audience. Some friends was coming to see him. The trailer was locked up. He had no, couldn't find the keys for 2 or 3 days. He was just frantic. The people was coming. He called. He said, Brother Branham, one time the sons of Jesse was out hunting for some mules, and they couldn't find them. So they went down to Samuel and asked where it was, and Samuel told him that the mules had already returned. He said, will you ask God about the keys? Go to your closet after prayer. Look at a little sweater that she's wearing a few days ago. That's the key. What is it? It means this one thing, friend, that God is still just as much God as he ever was. See?
Now, we must cope with that. We must believe that. We must know that that is true. But those gifts will only operate, and it cannot operate, through an individual. It takes the faith of some other individual to operate that gift. The woman that touched his garment. While many of them have touched him, but that woman's faith touched him. And during the time of the faith touching him, it was she never exactly touched him, she touched God. And that's what brought the result. It's always that way. If your faith can touch him, then that kind of a gift is just a discernment that God speaks back to an individual. So that you, many of you raised your hands the first time you'd ever seen it. Now, Jesus promised that gift to return to the church before the end time. I was talking to Brother Demas a few moments ago about a scripture. That if you people only knew, not trust that you do, when you see these fine brethren of the denominational churches, Episcopalians, Presbyterians, Methodists, coming in to get this, don't you know your scripture? What happens then? I don't mean to scold when I stand up here and say things. But it's for your good. I know more than I've said that. The Holy Spirit begins to move right here now. How many have seen that picture? When I meet you at the judgment bar, you see that this is light. That same light isn't 2 feet from where I'm standing right now. Right. What is it? It's the risen Lord that Paul met on the road down to Damascus. It produces his life. I better sit down.
Go ahead.
How many of you really believe that with all your heart?
Lord.
I know you did. One of those visions makes you weaker and you can stand here and preach for 3 hours. Jesus, when the Father wants to show a vision. Now when Lazarus died, the Father had showed Jesus what was going to take place. Now remember, John 5:19. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself, but what he sees the Father doing, that doeth the Son likewise." How many know that that's the scripture? Then Jesus Christ never did one thing until God showed him first. Is that right? So, it's not me, says, does the works, it's my Father that dwelleth in me. Now, we know that to be true. It's always the Spirit of God. Now he seen a vision of Lazarus and went on until he knows that Lazarus was dead and said so and returned back. He never said one thing about getting weak. But a little woman with a blood issue touched his garment. And he said, "I perceive that virtue's gone out of me." Why? Listen, friends. Once was God using his gift with Lazarus, the next was the woman using God's gift by her faith. Do you understand? See? The woman, her, Jesus never said, turn around and said, "Well, now, you know, I've got power, so I heal." He said, "Thy faith has saved thee." Thy faith, her faith did it. I don't know how I can make it clear to you any more than to say that that same God, not here just with me, if he would just be with me, and not with you, well, it would never take place. It takes you and I together. You've got to have faith. I've got to have faith. And a gift is just like pulling into out of low gear into high gear. See? It's just knowing to shift the gear. That's the gift. It's still the same person, but shifting your soul into the presence of God and just see what he'll say. Now, I know he's here. You believe it?
Amen.
Have faith.
Amen.
Trust God.
Amen.
Yesterday, it was hard. I couldn't hardly. My first time, I was a little nervous. I didn't know this was fixing to happen. But there's people right here now can be healed. How many sick people out there is actually in your heart will admit you're praying right now? Raise your hand, sure. Lady sitting right over here. She's praying for a little girl. She's Mrs. Boggs, the hemorrhage. If you believe that with all your heart, that'll stop. You believe it, Mrs. Boggs, that your child will be healed? I see a light hanging back here. It's over a man that's sure to die if he doesn't have faith. The reason of this, there was a woman yesterday that requested prayer for this man. He's got cancer on his face. And he's praying. Mr. Peterson is his name. If you will believe with all your heart, God will make you well. Will you accept it, sir? You will raise up to your feet. God bless you. The man. I never seen him in my life. I never heard of him. Never know nothing about him. If we're strangers to one another, mister, ever who you are, raise your hand. Is that right? You believe? Just pray. I challenge you in Jesus' name. Just be reverent. Just pray. Everybody's praying. Just have faith. I thought it was Florence, but it isn't. It's an older woman. It's your mother. I never seen her as I know of in my life. She's a stranger to me. But between me and you stands your mother. She's going blind. Something wrong with her eyes, like cataracts in her eyes. You believe? Now she's faded away. That sister she carried, you know, I don't know your parents or, you know, I've never seen them. There's a little lady sitting right here. She's got spiritual problems she's praying over. She's kind of turning gray. God, don't let her miss it. She's praying for someone else, too. She's not from here. She's from another city by the seacoast. She's from Los Angeles. Her name is Mrs. Pasco. Stand up to your feet. You'll never be bothered no more. Your faith has saved you. God bless you.
Lift your hands up.
Don't never doubt again. Don't never doubt again. He's here. Thus saith the Lord. We'll step out just a moment. I'll be right back. This kind of gets me. It's just flying everywhere. See. I'll be back. I'll be right back.
He'll be right back. He'll be back in a few moments. Let's all just bow our heads and just pray a moment. We'll all just pray to our hands. Let's just follow study a moment. Oh, hallelujah. Instead of uplifting that.
All that.
Lord said to me, and I sat back there and said, pray. Pray. I know. Don't think I'm beside myself. I'm not. I know where I am. Now that the critic that wants to criticize, now's your time to stand.
Glory to God.
Little sister there from Long Beach, don't worry. It's all over now. Have faith. And I want you to just put your hands on one another. God who says these things knows all what's right. Surely, the Bible, a man can come and speak anything. It can be right or wrong. But when God confirms that it's right, then that's right. The Word of God is right. Everything else is wrong if it's contrary to the Word of God. The Word of God said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Our Heavenly Father, I'm only doing this at your command, Lord. It seems like it's all out of order from the regular program, but when you move there in a corner in the building and said, go back, pray. I'm just doing what you told me to do, Lord. I pray that the Holy Spirit at this moment will shake this audience in such a way that they'll realize that the living, risen Lord Jesus is in the midst of us tonight, moving over us, through us, in us. Look, Lord, they have their hands on each other. And they have need of the Holy Ghost. They have need of healing. Many troubles. Let the God who just spoke in those visions, let the God that raised up His Son, Christ Jesus, and has presented Him to us in these last days, let Him come in the power of the resurrection and heal every person that's in divine presence. Make well everyone and fill with the Holy Ghost. Lord, I offer this prayer in obedience to your wishes in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Glory.